Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, let's learn the last two Mishnayos of the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Elu ein apsulin, the following people are disqualified to testify about the new moon. Hamasachi b'kuvya, someone who gambles for, whether it be gambles for a living or just gambles once in a while, that's a machlokas. Umalve beribis, someone who lends money with interest. Umafricha yonim, someone who does pigeon racing for money. V'sochre shviz, people who do business with Shemitah produce, v'avadim, and Eved Kenani is also pasul midaraisa. So the rest of them are pasul midrabanan, but Eved Kenani is pasul midaraisa. Zaklal kol edus sheini isha ksherila af hein einam ksherimla. Any edus that a woman would not be a kosher aid, so these groups of people that we just mentioned are also not allowed to be a kosher aid. But if you have edus that an isha would be a kosher aid, such as to save a woman from being an aguna, we believe in Isha to say that meis baila, that someone's husband died, so then these people would be kashra edim as well. Essentially, the pasuk says, "Al tashas yarcha im rasha lios eid chamas," that you're not allowed to have a rasha serve as an aid, so or an eid chamas. So chamas means a rasha. The chamas is anyone who would compromise their principles for money, or perhaps who doesn't have a general appreciation of the value of money. So people who gamble are taking other people's money when they're not really interested in giving it up, and that's a major problem. That's the assumption that it's a smachta. The other possibility with gambling is that they just are eino osuk b'yishuv shalolam. They just generally don't have an appreciation for what it means to earn money. Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah of the first parak, gives examples of the halacha that we learned in Mishnah's Dalet and Hey, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come testify about the new moon. Misha rasa chodesh vein yochal lahalich, malichnos al chamor. If a person saw the new moon on Shabbos, but he couldn't go to Beis Din because he's too weak to walk to Beis Din, they could ride him on a donkey, even though that's a violation of Shabbos. Afilu b'mita, not only that, if he's too weak or sick to ride on a donkey, they could even carry him on a bed, even though you're not allowed to carry a person. It's hotzah on Shabbos. V'imtzod lehem lochin b'yad malkos. And if they're afraid that someone's going to try to attack them on the road, they could bring weapons with them in order to defend themselves. V'imhoysa derech r'choka lochin b'yad mazonos. And if it was far distance, and Jews, when we travel, we like to make sure we have enough food. They're allowed to take food with them. Because the rule is that if it's a trip of a night and a day, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and give the testimony about the new moon. That's what the pasuk says, and we interpret that pasuk as requiring the Beis Din to make sure that all of the Tovim happen in the right time, even if that means being Mechal Shabbos, in order to ensure that the Moadim happen in the right time. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Ches, we went through the different people who are puzzle for Eidos HaChodesh. Gamblers, people who lend money with interest, people who raise pigeons for money, people who do business with Shemitah produce, Avadim, any Eidos that a woman cannot testify for, those groups of people can also not testify for. Obviously, anything a woman can testify for, those groups of people can also testify for, but that's very limited in terms of what a woman would be kashal edus for. And then Mishnah Tes, we said that if someone saw the new moon and he's unable to travel on his own, he's unable to walk on his own, we could ride him on a donkey on Shabbos, we can carry him on a bed on Shabbos, and we can bring weapons to protect ourselves if we're nervous about that. We could bring, if it was a far enough journey, we're allowed to bring food with us when we're schlepping him along to bring him to testify, because you could travel up to a day and a night's journey and be mechal Shabbos for Eidos HaChodesh, because it's the Beis Din's responsibility to see to it that the Rosh Chodesh happens in the right, that the Yom Tovim are observed in the right time. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.